Penny Lang, I'm peeing in a bottle. And I'm not kidding, I really am right now. Powerade. Oh, God, I hope I don't confuse the two when I set them down. Oh, it looked like lemon. It looked like lemon. How you doing, Benny?
Oh, welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Lang. That's me. And joining me, as usual, is the man who needs no introduction. The man who is...
Hi, everybody.
Now, let's explain to the people. You're a truck driver.
I am.
So you are in a truck, right, Ralph?
I don't know what to do while talking to you. I have the head of my penis in a Powerade bottle.
How are you holding the phone? How are you holding the phone?
No, come on, man. I have a headset. The other thing is, it's getting loaded up as I'm peeing in the bottle and talking to you. So when they load it up, it's like the whole truck jerks.
Careful.
Hey, Benny.
Careful.
How
what's
you doing,
on, man? I'm good.
Super Bowl weekend.
It's Super Bowl weekend. You remembered.
Just because they even tell me, man. I literally just found out who's playing. I'm excited.
As some of you listening know, you're out of breath. You sound out of breath. Are you okay? Is there a problem?
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry. I know it sounds odd, but it's that was a very odd situation. I just got done. I'm okay now.
Good. But anyway, as some of you know, I recently quit gambling, and I've loved sports my whole life, and I always would bet on the Super Bowl. Man, you know me. I think I bet on like past 20 Super Bowls.
Benny, how many of those Super Bowls? How many of those bets did you win? Do you think?
Oh, I think I was 20-0. I don't remember losing.
You won 20. My God, you were good.
I was good. When it came to the big game, You could take my plays to the bank. I used to say, "Take it to the bank." Used to be my saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Take your overdraft to the bank.
But anyway, this year I quit gambling.
Yay!
Right. Congratulations. I'm not going to bet on the Super Bowl, right?
No, you're not.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No.
Okay, the reason this podcast is out a little later, we usually put the podcast out on Wednesdays. It's going to be coming out Friday. It's a little late this week, man, because, I got the itch. It's Super Bowl week, and I got the itch. Yeah. But
once you figure out it's the crabs, and you'll be okay.
It's no, I'm, you know. So I decided I didn't gamble. I went to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting.
Oh, good for you!
Right, it's the first time I've ever went. I've always thought that those meetings are just for degenerate losers who didn't really have a problem. But I decided to check it out just to try to stay on course, you know? I don't want to bet the Super Bowl.
Good for you.
So, you know, I get to the meeting, and there's a guy stands up. He's starting to talk. And he goes, I'm here. He's an older guy. He goes, I'm here today because I've lost the last 25 Super Bowl wagers that I've made. And I don't want to lose a 26th straight. And I stopped him right there. I said, wait a second. You've lost 25 straight Super Bowl wagers? He unfortunately, it's true. And he had all the old tickets. He had all the old bet slips. He showed me every losing ticket. 25 straight years. So I said, well, who do you like this year? And then I left immediately, and I bet the opposite.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I don't want to. It's my secret. It's my secret. I don't want to reveal. I don't want to reveal who he said, but I, you know, okay. Ching, 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 you know.
So now you're gambling.
Well,
now you're gambling.
I mean, it's a lock. It's a lock.
Oh, you and your fucking locks, man. You and your locks. You should have been a fucking cat burglar. You break locks all the time.
There. Okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure what the cat burglar reference was. I'm glad you explained it.
Thank you. I'll say, I understand who I'm talking to, so I get it.
There's no way he's going to win this year. He's lost 25 straight years. How's he going to win this year? I'm just saying. And it's my little secret. It's my little secret.
Okay. My little secret. All right.
But let's ching. Ching, ching.
No. that's you going into cuffs when you can't pay for your stuff. Ching, ching, you're locked up, sucker butt.
25 straight. No way he wins. No way.
No way. I, you know me. I'm gonna support you no matter what. I'm dying to know. I can't wait to see what happens.
Stay tuned for the next podcast. I went to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting, and I left dead broke. But anyway, so you're not, you obviously, you don't know anything about the Super Bowl coming up, and that gave me a little idea, because I can't do a Super Bowl preview with you. You don't know anything about sports. And I've taken the mentality about sports that you can't predict it. It's completely random. Anything could happen. Like, that's why I quit gambling on it, because it's just, they throw a flag, they don't throw a flag, you win, you lose. It has nothing to do with the skill of the game anymore. It's luck. You agree? You agree, right? That's why you don't follow it. You understand what I'm saying, right?
I think it's luck, and I think there's too many other facts. I think it's luck, but I also think I with my conspiracies, I think things can be bought, and I just don't.
Absolutely.
You know.
Hey.
I don't trust it.
But I've also realized. Bless you.
Thank you.
You weren't still peeing, were you? Because that would have been a disaster.
It all over the cab.
But anyway, so I've come to the conclusion that you can't predict these games. And when you go to these pages for analysis, I watched an hour of NFL Network, and they just spoke about like your mentality before the game and how you feel before the game and the pressure, and none of that matters. You know, none of it matters. It's all just words. So when you make the predictions on the game, you don't know what's going to happen, and these people, they throw out scores. So this year, what I decided to do was play last year's Super Bowl preview that we did on my old podcast, The Benny Lake Show, with my good buddies Mole Buckets, Fester, and the Big Al Cat. And we're just going to play
great
it.
Great bunch of guys.
Great bunch of guys, right? I mean, they refused to do this podcast, but back then, they were great people.
They
don't know what they're missing. But
it's,
I figure,
like crack.
Right, once you try it, you can't stop.
You can't. You don't want to stop. You don't.
So
Benny Lake and crack. Mm.
So this year, we're gonna play last year's Super Bowl preview. But and you know, the Patriots are in the game again, so we're just gonna keep the Patriots stuff in. But the Eagles were in there last year, and we switched it up. But so we got a big preview. This year's Super Bowl, New England Patriots, Los Angeles Rams. Let's hit the button. Let's play the preview. Bull Bucket, Super Bowl pick?
Patriots 28.
Rams.
4.
Wow, two safeties.
No, not two safeties. 2-point conversion, return for 2. Twice.
All right, Fester, anything to top that?
Rams.
31, Patriots 14.
Wow. Exciting.
Do you guys understand that Bill Belichick is on the other side of the field? Tom Brady is the quarterback for the Patriots. You wonder, it's going to be like 100-0.
And who's going to win?
The Patriots.
Oh.
Okay, so after all that, I didn't hear your prediction, Benny. So what I feel is this information that you got, this good inside information, I think you're going to be able to feel what it is through your prediction. So what is your prediction?
Well, yeah, obviously my prediction on the game is going to be the opposite of what the guy said, but that's my I took the time to go to the meeting, okay? And yeah. It's my little secret. I'm not here to tell everybody else who to bet. I'm here to win my money. I'm worried about me.
How about if I gave you some gummy bears? I got like 40,000 pounds of gummy bears in this truck right now. How about if I gave you some gummy bears?
You have 40,000 pounds of gummy bears in the truck?
Yeah, roughly, yes. 40,000 pounds of gummy bears, yes.
Well, I mean, that information is going to come in handy later when we play What the Fuck is in the Truck. So I'm...
How about it?
You know, I'm excited that I have that information ahead of time. Looks like I'm going to go...
Well, that's half of the load. There's more.
Oh. Sorry.
There's more.
Well, it's obvious what the other half is. Those candy bracelets. Clearly.
I don't even know where you come up with... How you even figure that out as clearly.
Right. Get
it. All right, how about some gummy bears and some... a nice hand job for Marla. Come on.
Marla,
come on.
When she gets out here?
Yep, I get to watch, though.
Here you go. It's all about you, isn't it?
Well, I guess. Yes.
The hand job's not for me. It's for you.
Exactly.
See? No, you got to do better. You know what? You don't have to do better. There's nothing in the world that can make me reveal who that guy picked and who I like in the Super Bowl. Nothing in the world. Nothing you could give me.
I swear to God, if I was in Pennsylvania right now, I would go to your house. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd go to your mom's house with some dental floss and a blowtorch. And you would tell me, sir.
I was kind of hoping you'd go the route of, I'll give you $10, and I'd be like, you got it. But you took the... extreme route possible.
I'll give you $5. When do I not take the most extreme route? I'll give you $5.
Deal. You got it. Okay. Yeah. I'll reveal it later in the show. I'll reveal it.
Excited. Sorry, Mrs. Lake.
That went well. The Buffalo Bulls have been feeling good.
Yeah, how they doing?
They won their last game. They got a big game tonight versus Ball State. They're playing at Ball State. Ball State's a good team. It's a tough game. It's a big game.
What state?
Ball State. That's where David Letterman graduated from.
Ball State. F-A-L-L-S.
No, David Letterman. L-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, I know who David Letterman is. What does he have to do with Ball State?
Well, he graduated from Ball State.
What is it? Ball State?
Oh my God.
I can't hear what you're saying.
This is
every
unbelievable.
Time.
Like,
Spell it, please.
How about B-A-L-L?
There's no such place as Ball State.
Oh, God. No, but there's a place called Fall State. Yeah, idiot, moron. Anyway.
Ball State. Can you imagine? Okay. Who? Ball State? Oh, you got my Ball State. You got my Ball State right on your head. Put my Ball State right on your chin. Bulls are going to kill the ball. What is their mascot? What is ball? Is it a big bunch of, is it testicles?
But anyway, back to the Buffalo Bulls. The Buffalo Bulls, that's what we want to talk about. Forget Ball State. Buffalo Bulls are going to crush Ball State.
They're going to crush balls.
They're going to crush balls. That's right. They're going to bust balls and tear down walls. And
oh.
Yeah. Did I go too far? Too much?
Wall State? Wall State?
No, it's B-A-L-L State. But anyway, the Buffalo Bulls, they're going to win that game, and they're going to win the national championship. And the reason we support the team is because we got a guy, the envelope man. I say envelope man. I think it's more sophisticated.
Yeah, sure. I say schedule instead of schedule because of sophistication. But you go envelope. You are a classy mother humper.
Very classy. As a matter of fact, I'm drinking a bottle of wine right now. Just because.
You are not.
No, you're right. It's a Coors Light, but.
I don't even believe that. Coors Light's too classy for you, dude. You know? I'm thinking Mad Dog 2020 or, you know, a bottle of fucking OE.
So the envelope, man, he made $50 wager on the Bulls to win the championship at 60-1 odds. If they win the championship, pays him $3,000. And I quit gambling, so I decided to jump on the bandwagon. And I know a lot about this Buffalo Bulls team. I took them in all my brackets last year versus Arizona. I don't want to brag. But the Buffalo Bulls, they're a great team. They're going to win the championship. Now, are you ready? Let's start. You know, I always play the music in the background. I think, let's start the music now. Are you ready? I've donated $20 to the university.
Oh, God.
Okay? Really? No, wait a second. All right? I'm offering. Now, I want to offer. Last week, we talked about buying the kids lunch. Well, the kids are all back in school right now. They're all back at the university. Everybody's excited. And now we're going to get the podcast rolling into Buffalo. So, every student from Buffalo, this is to you right now. Every student, if you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and screenshot it and send it to me, I'll Venmo you some money for lunch. The first 5 Buffalo students, you got to prove to me you went to Buffalo. Figure it out. Figure out a way to prove to me that you're going to Buffalo, and I'll Venmo you some money for lunch. So do it up. And the Buffalo Bulls, that right, nice, very nice. So not only have I given $20 to the school, but now I want to buy everybody lunch. Let's just be clear.
Everybody lunch.
Well, the first 5 people. First 5 people.
Okay. That's a Buffalo real big university. Oh, my God. 5 people. All right.
And then if you can, I just kind of want a fat head. You hold it in the crowd, and, you know, you see my big fat. You know, I'm just saying. So we're going to get you lunch. First 5 people.
Why don't you just show up and be in the crowd? Your head is humongous. It'd be like having a fat head.
So get a hold of me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins, or follow the podcast on Twitter, at Benny Lake Laughs. DM me, get a hold of me, and I'll buy you guys some lunch. Just leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, there's going to be a cap. I'm not going to spend like $100 on everybody. Let's be real. But we'll figure this out. Just, you know, get some lunch on me. Just leave me a review. That's all I ask. And then, if you could, get me a fat head. But, so, yeah. And Buffalo, they're killing it, man. They're killing it. I love that team. It's not about me. It's about the kids. So you're coming out here Sunday night, man. You are going to be in town Sunday night.
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I can't wait. Hopefully we're going to get you in studio, and we're going to have a podcast. Right, we're going to be right next to each other. This is going to be amazing.
I think that's going to be wonderbar.
And I have an exciting announcement. Remember I mentioned a couple episodes back that I was thinking about getting a guitar?
Yes.
Well, I got a guitar, and it's on the way. It's supposed to arrive on Tuesday. So I'm hoping you could teach me some of the chords, you know?
All right. We can do this. This would be great. I think that would be a funny show because I don't play very well.
Well, all I know is every good boy does fine. That's all I know. Is that all I need to know?
Yes, it is. That is all you need to know to play guitar.
Are you in reverse? Okay. Is your truck in reverse?
Steady. I've explained this to you before. I'm in Newark, fucking New Jersey. All right? I'm in a fucking yard where there's 1,001 things going on. So, yes, I'm not in reverse. I got people to the left of me. I got people to the right of me. I got trailers in front of me. I got yard jockeys going left and right. I got a guy in a BMW doing 90 miles an hour down the yard. He must own the fucking place. There's going to be Sam's Benny.
And you know what? Hey, relax, because Sunday night, you're going to be in Vegas, baby. And Monday night, we're hitting up the open mic at the Sand Dollar on Spring Mountain here in Vegas.
Nice.
Yep, I'm going to be there, and you're going to be there, and you're going to do your set. You're going to do some comedy. I can't wait to see you.
Oh, you can wait. It's going to be I'm more excited about seeing you do your thing, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to crush it.
You are. You're gonna crush it like balls.
So if you're
gets crushed.
If you're out in Vegas, check it out. Monday nights, the Sand Dollar Lounge on Spring Mountain, hosted by Ryan Barassa and Ian Rainier. It's a great open mic. Let's get an audience. Let's get an audience for, you know, let's have the I Quit Gambling, you know, all the fans that are listening out here in Vegas. Show up, you know, let's have an audience.
Hell yeah.
Now, we mentioned earlier that we may have a new game. We're trying to get games for the show, you know? And I think we need a theme song for it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I think everything should have a theme song.
All right, let's start. I'm excited for this segment. This segment is going to involve, you're a truck driver, as we mentioned earlier, and I'm going to have to guess what's in the truck. You're going to give me 3 clues?
Okay.
Is that it? Is that what we're doing? 3 clues?
Three clues.
Okay, and we'll have, you know, play along at home. Get your pen. I'll give you time to get your pen and paper ready while we put
nobody,
in.
Nobody has pen and paper.
No, they're going to use their phone, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you're right. So, see, you do this, and I lose my train of thought. You know, What are we doing here?
What the fuck's in the truck?
All right, yeah, hit the music.
What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck?
Guys, you're not going to believe this, but right after we recorded that song, I don't know, something happened. I lost the man who needs no introduction while he was driving. I hope he's okay. But I'm going to guess gummy bears. Gummy bears would have been my guess, because I think he accidentally revealed it earlier in the show. But right now we are at 11 episodes without gambling. And at the end of every show, we update the counter. And I mentioned earlier that I went to the Gamblers Anonymous meeting. And, you know, I got the guy's pick. And I told him I was going to tell everybody the pick. But the truth of the matter is, that was just a joke. That was just a bit. But if you want my prediction on who's going to win the game, it is the team that scores the most points. So let's go ahead and update that counter right now to 12 episodes without gambling. Guys, if you're out there listening and enjoying what you're hearing, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating. I appreciate it. You kids out in Buffalo, get a hold of me if you want some lunch. I'll take care of you. I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening.